It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than an undercover report revealing you're not so good at your job. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Number to call. Call. Why not? 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will probably be here within next 45 minutes, maybe.
Awesome.
So let's see. On the show, it's been a while since we covered a lot of tech stuff. We used to do it all the time.
Yeah, we did.
So Facebook's been making a lot of news. Don't know if you guys are hearing about it because we have a president who wants all the headlines.
Yeah.
But Facebook has been making all sorts of news, a lot of it which may anger you. So we'll cover that because we aim to anger. We'll update you on the BitConnect lawsuit.
Right.
We'll do some scam busters with Ann Jackson. The other option for the show was for me and Pip to yell at Joe and Joe to yell at me and Pip over politics. That was the other option for, and that could still happen.
You know what? Anything could happen.
That could still happen, but I did not want to do that right off the bat.
Is this a powder keg I'm sitting on right here?
It certainly is.
It is.
The good news is,
yes,
my evil is contagious, and I got Pip to objectify a fine young woman who did not deserve it at all. And the good news is Pip is quite as brutal and merciless to the fairer gender as I am. So kudos, Pip.
I used to be a nice girl. And as Davin said, that was before he met me.
Yeah, I didn't know that woman.
I'll
take you at your word.
I was just sitting here minding my own business, and somebody was on the television, and Davin started, and I have to admit, I jumped in.
Well, it's my job to be observant.
Well, you know,
I was observing this woman's flaws and her future and her future flaws.
Yeah, I know, and I jumped right in there, and you know what? I have to say that his indicators are probably correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you people are going to be before you're it. You really should talk to me if you have worries or concerns about what's in your future and how you're going to appear. I can look at you and go, it's not going to be good, or you'll be fine. And then I could guide you in what your dating or marital expectations should be, because we are our own. We don't know. We always think we're capable of more. Sometimes we think we're capable of less.
Well, you know what's really scary is that it people who set you up on dates tend to set you up with people that they think are on your level.
Right.
And I had a friend. Well, I thought he was a friend who, when I was single, tried to set me up with one of his friends. And I got a good look at this guy and I'm like, you think I'm a monster?
See, that's it. No matter how hideous we are, we always think there's somebody worse than us.
Yeah.
When really, if we are the bottom of the barrel, we it's hard to be that honest with yourself.
I thought that I was a little bit better than,
right, but maybe he was just a better friend to this guy, and he wanted to have his friend date up.
When I explained to him, because I was like, look, no offense to your friend, but I didn't think that, you know, you think that he's like dating material for me? And he's like, look, he's just, you know, he's a decent guy, but I talked to him. No, he's not.
Oh, see, we've talked about this before. You can't be a fuggo and have a bad personality.
Yeah.
Not an option.
Yeah, I'm not that superficial.
No.
That there wouldn't be somebody that I would go, you know, I mean,
you're not superficial.
Thank you.
You're not.
And
you're a fairly decent human being.
Oh my God. What did I do to you?
I have an ugly friend I'd like you to meet.
Damn it. I knew it. No, but you know, I have gained some poundage since this time period.
Well, you have to. I mean, because the end of days is coming, so you want to add on that mass now.
I'm not gonna miss, you know, miss out on cheese when the end is coming.
Absolutely. You want to be able to live off of what you stored, your stored fat. I'm the same way.
Absolutely. I'm not going to die at the apocalypse. I have time.
No, you're not going to. No. But I tell you one thing. You will be a fine treat for the ravenous wolves should they get a hold of you.
Because I'm not going to be able to run faster than them.
No, you won't.
I'm going to be the speed bump that saves everybody else.
Yeah, you'll be a fine, juicy, delectable treat.
Thank you. Wait.
That's what Mr. Helix said anyway.
Nice save.
I'm very good at
this. Damn, that's good.
Listen, you should know I piss off women regularly. A story which I will get to in due time on this show.
Ooh, delightful.
And you should also know I do have the gift of gab.
I know that.
I am fairly charming when backed into a corner.
I have met that person.
Yeah, sure. You've seen it in action.
Yes, I have.
Most of the time, I'm not charming at all.
No, you know what? I think that when 6:30 ticks over, all the charm goes away.
I think this is actually when I'm some of my most charming, to be honest with you.
Really?
I think I'm very open and engaging.
Well, you are open and engaging, but you can be vicious.
Sure, just don't be the target.
Yeah, I know that. Well, please.
But please, I am much more vicious with Mr. Curry than I've ever been with you.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
Exactly. So
no,
I know who can take it.
I know I have the soft cushion in the barrel.
Exactly.
I know that.
Joe has thick skin, and I know he can handle it. If Joe is all tender underbelly, well, it would be a different show, first of all.
Oh, it totally would.
But
be.
You know, if Joe had a tender underbelly, I would not. I'm not even that vicious to him. There's many more things I could say to him.
No, I know. And when you guys are really going, if you have a topic and you're both like, rah, I'm like, oh my God, they're holding back. And look
well,
at where we are.
The last time we had a topic for a change, we both kept it very professional and argued vociferously and vigorously. And then when we came to break, like, okay, next segment. We were fine. No,
you were. It was by the break. It was like minutes later, you're like, oh, good segment. And I was like, wow.
No, that's how it should be done.
I know. And that was, I was like, wow, that switch turned quickly. That was so funny. Oh, Lisa is killing in the chat room.
She's killing? Lisa's
killing. She loves Vicious Davin.
Yeah, she don't. Yeah, because she's very seldom the target of Vicious Davin.
No, she's not.
Nor
like
should
Lisa.
She be.
No.
There's no reason to be.
She said I'd be roadkill in flannel. No.
See, again, there's no need to. Lisa understands. It's, again, knowing your strengths, knowing your weaknesses, and admitting.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you said you had a little funny story while we were
writing? I did. There was one funny thing that happened while I was away, and when Mr. Helix and I were in Cardiff, Wales, we were lining
up. Like Jonah?
No. We were not eaten by this particular type of whales. Okay. We merely landed upon it and then scooted away the next day.
Ah.
We were getting... Sometimes when their trains don't work, they line you up to go on buses.
Yeah, I know that trip. No. Whenever they line you up by a train in Europe, do not go. Do not go.
Well,
this is a time where, again, you should have gotten the Verizon Global plan, and you should have called up your pal, and you said, listen, here's the situation. What would you do? Because, you know, I'm prescient. I can see what's going to happen in the future, and I'm a problem solver.
Run from the train!
This is when you should take advantage of the very limited access that I grant you that other people do not have to me.
That's true.
Yeah, so I always take your calls.
Thank you.
Yeah, so.
The crystal ball is always welcome and open.
Especially when it might involve camp play.
Camp play?
Camp, well, if you're lining up on a train.
Oh, yes, absolutely. No,
you would not do well in there.
No, I don't think
no.
so. No, but I can sew.
I'm itchy. What type of fabric softener are on these sheets?
And
your husband, you call this gruel? I'm not eating this. It tastes fishy. Please. So.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. You would not do well in those situations.
No.
A little snowflakey. Yeah. A little snowflakey when genocide's afoot.
I ask you, sir. That position, who is not?
Well, some of my people survived.
Yeah, they did.
So they were not.
No.
But you would not be a survivor.
No, I don't think so.
No,
because I would be complaining.
I'd probably be sarcastic all the way to the gas chamber. Shower? Really? Is it? Do I stink? How about you give me some soap not made for my people, you son of a bitch? They would just usher me in.
Yeah, they would just be, why did we wait so long?
I would be roasting the guards before they roasted me.
Yeah. A double roast.
It would be a double roast, but they would get the last roast, so they would win.
They would get the last.
So I would not do well either because I'd be very mean.
They'd get the last laugh.
Exactly. Well, unless I made them cry.
Well, no. No, that wouldn't happen.
Just see me roasting their Fuhrer and they walk in?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that mustache? Did he lose a fight with a Sharpie?
Was he drunk and they shamed him?
I wish these guys would stop raising their arms. They don't even use deodorant.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Goose step. Goose is delicious. I never see him walk like that. Goose step, why don't you be a goose and stand in the middle of oncoming traffic? That's a fucking goose step.
Stop clicking your heels. You know what kind of marks that makes?
Exactly. Having fun in a Holocaust.
Huddla.
Holocaust the Holocaust to who?
Yeah. Huddle Holocaust.
All right, so you're in Wales, and they're lining you up because the trains are broken.
Yes, and so I'm right behind this lady who's, I guess, in her upper 60s, early 70s, and standing next to us is one of the employees of the train station, and he's wearing one of those reflective vests. They wear green and teal-colored vests. And so he's standing there, and she's heading towards the door to get on the bus. All of a sudden, I don't know why, she like sort of like rose out of her reverie and turns to
her. Rose out of her reverie?
Yeah. She just like all of a sudden quickly turns to her left, looks at the guy who's standing there who has red hair and a red beard. And she goes, "Oh, you're one of them."
What does that mean?
Well, she said, he said, "One of them? What? A ginger?"
They said this to you?
No, the guy who has red hair and a red beard. She turns and says, "Oh, you're one of them." And he looks at her, and he looks at her, and he looks at me for confirmation, like, is this weird? And he goes,
"Oh, because you're one of them, too."
Yeah, and he goes, "What?"
Some weeks more so than others.
Yes, I know. He goes, "What, a ginger?" And I love
the fact that he's so self-aware that he knows. Like, I would be completely baffled.
Like, what does she mean?
Yeah.
I looked at him, and I start cracking up, and he's looking at me like I'm one of his people. And we're like, yeah, right?
You guys are a protected class.
Sorry? Yeah. Yes, we are. And so,
"No, there's no SPF 80. We can't go outside. No, we must stay inside. We're banned to a crisp. That's why we're the protected people, the gingers."
We were huddling in a corner where there was a little bit of shade until this bus
went up. Look at them fighting for each other for a fern frond of shame.
Yes, we were like climbing over each other to get into the tiny
corner. Like little gerbils when you light a fire in the cage.
Yes, it's like, stay away from the light. We were like bats up in a corner. Ah!
Yeah, seriously, like you're like a vampire when somebody shines the light on.
Yeah, so
undead, untan,
unmelanined. He looks at me. Lisa thinks it was the dreaded safety vest, and so he looks at me like. What is going on? And so he looks back at the lady, and she still hasn't answered him. And he goes, "Well, the establishment," you know, because he's wearing, you know, a vest like he works there.
So one of them, not a ginger, one of the establishment.
Yeah, he doesn't know what.
Oh, he's still guessing.
He's still guessing. And so she doesn't say anything. Now she's so ruffled, she just starts getting on the bus. He and I look at each other. We're still laughing. And so I said to him, loud enough for her to hear, "I still think it was the ginger thing." And he nods and he laughs. And she turns around and she looks about at both of us from the bus stairs and says, "Oh no, that would be racist." Right.
Ginger's not a race.
I know.
It's an affliction, but it's not a race.
Or a chosen affliction. But I mean, it's not. I'm like, what?
Unless they mean Irish.
I don't know. There's ginger Jews. There's ginger Russians.
Ginger Jews is my favorite. So delicious. Ginger Jews. Ginger Jews.
No, kids, you have to wait until after
ginger
dinner.
Ginger Jews sounds like something you would find in Hogwarts.
It does. Oh, we're going to go down and have some butterbeer and ginger juice.
Yes, we're going to the Leaky Cauldron. There's a special on ginger juice.
I know. It's just like...
Clearly, I know references just because I came from Universal. Otherwise...
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I thought your family had brainwashed you.
They try.
So she says that, and me and the guy burst out laughing even harder. Now, meanwhile, my husband's behind me, and because of the bus noise, he can't hear what we're talking about. And we get on the bus, he's like, "What was all that about?" And I'm like, "You know what? I still don't know." I have no idea what she meant, But I thought that would be racist.
You're one of those. You're a Trump supporter, are you?
We just
you with your undercover MAGA hat posing as hair.
Don't know what
the protest is next week. Because this is a week
it
before.
Yes, it was a week before the protest. Yes. We just looked at each other like, what? No, oh, okay. But I was. It was a moment that I shared with one of my brethren from afar.
Ah, well, yes. You guys are of the same race.
Yes, we are.
The ginger race.
The ginger race.
We must exterminate the ginger. Stop making the suntan lotion. They will all perish.
No, that's why they make the suntan lotion, to get rid of all those freckles.
Yeah, but you just burn.
Yeah, we do.
I got it. I used suntan lotion once. Never again. I used it the other day.
Suntan lotion, or you mean sunscreen?
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
That's what I used. Yeah. And it was like only like SPF 30, but I don't tan with that.
Oh, no. I go straight from very white to crispy.
No, I don't. I don't get the darkness I should get.
No, but you're brown.
Am I?
Yeah, you
I
are.
I used to be browner. Thank you.
No, you are brown. I noticed it right away.
Good.
Yeah, when I walked in, I thought I was at the
keep
right
this up.
House.
I'll be on the train out of this country.
You will be. Yeah, ice is at the door for you.
I'm sure it is. It's delicious. I have pina coladas ready to go.
Nice. Nice. So Lisa says that was my brother from another mother. Could be.
Who's that?
The ginger dude.
Ah.
At the bus station.
So I, too, have been doing the traveling.
Yes, I know. So tell me about your travels.
First time ever with the pre-screening TSA card. Have you gotten that?
No.
You know what that is.
Yeah, I know.
You pay $80 for over a period of years. And you pay it once, but it's good for a period of years. And you don't have to take out your laptop. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take your shoes off at line. It's online. But it's a shorter line.
Yeah, but $80 makes you special. That's all it takes.
They do a little research.
They do?
They do a little research. You fill out some questions, and they know what you're up to.
Okay.
They know what I'm up to.
What kind of questions do they ask?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on. There's got to be something really good that separates the wheat from the chaff.
Probably
here.
Where you've traveled to.
Okay. And so did you write down? I've been to Afghanistan.
I haven't been to Afghanistan.
Oh, I'm kidding. But you were in Iraq.
I was in Iraq.
But I was training. I mean, entertaining.
Training. I got exhausted with those tires. That's why I do an 80-day obsession right now. The Al Qaeda workout program was just too stringent. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the lamb and goat. It was very delicious.
Yeah.
But all the tires and the monkey bars and quite frankly, my tongue gets tired. Going, la 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 la. It's too much already, and I don't have a mechanical aptitude. So I go. You know what? This isn't for me. I'm just gonna do lift weights and cardio. But thanks. Peace out.
Yeah, you can't break down the weapons fast enough.
Well, no, the making of the bombs and the whatnot.
Oh, true.
It's
yeah,
just not my
chemistry
thing.
Bad.
With chemistry, hardly any chemistry is involved, but you know, with the wires, I get them confused. Boom, you blow up a few brother terrorists and everybody's pissed off. Well, I mean, there, not in America.
No,
you're a hero then, but.
Yeah. Lisa surmises that this means less anal cavity searches for you.
No, I still request it.
You do?
Well, certainly do.
You click that box.
You know, there's no reason why I should be cheated.
No, why should you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something everybody looks forward to.
I know.
I actually go through the metal detector ass forward. Bent over ass forward. Going, I do help you find something, Abel. Is that loose coins?
Present buttocks.
That won't be necessary. No, I insist. I insist. Please. Yeah. No need to take off your rings, ma'am.
Where and they sense metal and you just giggle. I come
put
it out.
Goody, 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 goody. I put it up there myself.
Come get it out.
I wish I hadn't gone along that bumpy road on the way to the airport. But other than that, a sound decision.
Actually, the bumpy road was quite nice.
Yeah, but diamonds are sharp.
How? Diamonds?
Well, they're an anus's best friend.
No, they're not.
Oh, that's beads. My bad.
Beads, not diamonds. Yeah, get your jewelry straight.
Yeah, exactly. So, so I was wearing my, which I don't know, I took a picture with, but I never wear it. I was wearing my army that I got when I was in Iraq, Black Hawk Tours hat. It's
oh,
a green
okay.
hat. I got it like at the PX, one of the PXs at one of the bigger bases when I was in Iraq. I actually brought that home for several people.
Oh, nice.
Because it was a cool hat. And I was wearing my Mosul Fire Department t-shirt, which is green, because I didn't know this until I went over there, but there's actually volunteer firemen that go over there and act as the fire department.
Seriously?
Right. So, yeah. So, wow. So we hung out with the Mosul Fire Department, which is a bunch of Americans on base, but would do the same thing. So I just happened to be wearing that stuff on the day through the airport.
Okay.
So I should be as safe as they come.
You'd think.
Yeah, they still swabbed my damn fucking phone. They still pulled me aside, labeled me. We're going to have to do an extra security check. Phone sucked.
They pick people for the most random reasons.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But then when I was getting my rental car, the guy, who was a shyster, by the way, lying about the toll system in that, and made us go up in car class. Well, you know why? Because I got, like, the smallest one, and it was a two-door. It says it may be a two- or a four-door.
Right.
And they said they only have two doors. And some of the members of my party did not want a two-door. I don't give a shit.
Right, okay.
But I'm like, oh, fine, just to get fucking out of here and keep the peace.
Yeah.
I'll pay the money for the extra four-door. But then he tried to take advantage of this, that, the other thing. But he's like, oh, I'll give you a military discount. I'm like, no, I couldn't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could have tried, but I'm like, no.
No, that's so, we roast people for, pretending to be military. You can't do it.
Ah, I didn't look at it like that. I could have asked them for $20.
God, no.
I would have become that which I fight.
Yes.
Much like Darth Vader.
You would have
become. Oh, I missed out. I could have been
what
Lord.
What you despise.
I could have been Lord Vader. I fucked up. Yeah. I want to be Lord Vader. He's
no,
my favorite.
No. You can't be one
I don't
of those.
Want to be Luke Skywalker. He's boring.
Yeah. But you don't want to be what we have roasted and attacked.
Why not?
No, you don't.
Why not? Some of us are already there.
No, you don't want to be a scammer.
Well, not a scammer, but some of us.
What do you mean?
They've been. Some of us get fooled.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, I'm just saying that you don't want to be the person who is, like, impersonating military.
I most certainly do. That way I can ask women if they will, if I could come on on their head. A picture.
You know, you could do that as a sideline, but not as a military person. Okay. No.
All right. Well, I did not.
Okay, good.
So, coming back. So, when we were going there, my daughter had some water in, like, a water bottle. Not, like, a bottle of water. You know, not like Poland Spring or Deer Park, but you know how you get, like, water bottles?
Yeah.
She had a little bit. They let her right through. Coming home, not only would they... First, not only was it a problem at security, they wouldn't let her drink it there. They wouldn't let her pour it out there. They wouldn't pour it out there. Their only option was the woman working security would throw the whole thing out, or go all the way out of security, spill it out, and then go all the way back through security.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I think we're getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what these policies are, but I think it's a little much.
I think some of them are random, and some of them are down to who you're dealing with.
Hey, I think a lot of it is happenstance.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was relieved to see that they were no longer, grabbing tweezers from old ladies, because, I'm sorry, that shit's necessary. But you don't want... You know, you don't want your whole handbag being gone through.
Oh,
and going,
they do that.
Oh, here's a tiny cute. Yeah, but toenail clippers? Really?
Yeah.
This is a weapon. Where?
I don't know.
In Longnalia. They're afraid of the toenail clippers.
You're just making up things now.
I am. No, but it's ridiculous. It's like, what am I going to do with the tweezers? Yeah. I guess they're thinking that everybody is like, what's the guy in the movies who eats people?
Are we talking porn or mainstream?
We're talking horror.
Oh, okay. Because
Silence of the Lambs. What's his name?
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. Yes, but what he portrays. Do you know
Hannibal?
Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, it's like only people like Hannibal Lecter know how to take a tweezers and use it as a weapon, you know, or like get out of a handcuffs or something with it. Normal people don't do these things.
By the way, least delicious way to eat somebody.
With the tweezers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking, no. Long time. That's going to be the longest meal ever.
I guess.
You know, the only thing that would be harder would be eating a dead body with chopsticks.
Oh, I like to eat them while they're alive. They squirm a little, but it's fun.
Oh, all right. Teach their own.
Exactly. So we'll get to the comedy portion of the tour.
Uh-oh.
So a friend of mine wanted to see me when I was at the club, a comedian. He happened to be playing someplace else, not too far away, and he had an off night. He used to play the club when it was booked by somebody else.
Okay.
Because that's what happens. These clubs change hands.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then the bookers get some, you know, bug up their butt about...
They have their own comics.
Yeah.
So he wanted four passes. He said that... So my friend goes, he goes, they really like me there, and just tell them it was for him. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Why not? So I get to the club early on the first night, which is the night he wants to come, which I always hate asking for passes on the first night anyway.
Yeah. Do you think that's presumptuous?
Well, I mean, I've been there before, and it is bringing people in, so they'll drink and eat, but it's just not... I like to establish myself.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's the night he can come, and everything. And he said they like him.
Okay.
What could possibly go wrong? So the manager and the owner are sitting there, and I ask them if they know my friend. They do. They then proceed to tell me the various reasons why they don't want him on the premises, including they felt intimidated by him, blamed he does not work for them, and has a biker gang follow him around.
What?!
I think the warlords or the warlocks.
Warlocks.
Is that what it is?
That's one of them.
That would be it.
But wait, so he has a very intimidating following. And
I guess
they don't want him on the premises.
Correct.
How do you go back to your friend with this information?
First off, I'm talking to the owner and the manager. I'm like, oh. Never mind, I said anything. Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't even know this guy. I just I was asking for a friend. And meanwhile, you're like fiddling with the collar of your shirt. Is it hot in here?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Really?
I did have to call him. And, I could have lied.
Right.
But he's the type that would have called and, like, verified.
Yes.
Exactly. You know, not that I wanted to lie. I wouldn't lie.
But, yeah, no, why about that? You'd have to tell him.
Exactly. But, I mean,
at least it says, dude, you're screwed.
Well, I'm not screwed. I had nothing to do with it.
No, like the other dude, I guess.
So, I told him they don't want him on the property. He's like, that's not true. That didn't happen. Like, all the things they say, well, that didn't happen. Or that was a long time ago, and he's pissed. I'm like, you know what, man? You know, because here's the thing. Last time I worked for him and his wife,
yeah,
they're blaming me for losing a room. And Tom was there. Tom was actually at the show,
okay,
in which I speak, and we talked about it on the air. And Tom, as my witness, even said it was bullshit.
Right.
What they were blaming me for.
Yeah.
So they had that conversation. They still blame me for it. They say, I said, you were dirty. I'm like, I wasn't dirty. Well, you said the N-word. I go, No, I didn't. I didn't say the N-word. Well, somebody yelled it out and you went with it. Oh, okay. What do you want me to do? Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. And at the time, it was that because I did some Catholic pedophile jokes and there were some religious people there. They had told me to work clean. They didn't tell me don't work Catholic.
Work clean and don't bother and bruise the Catholics.
Right. It's there's different types. There's different things.
Yeah.
You got to tell me.
Yeah.
So they blame me for that and they still blame me for that. So they had to have that conversation with me. And I'm just like, well, you know how this business is.
Yeah.
It comes down to one opinion and, right.
Right.
So they didn't want him there. So that's how I started it.
Oh, great. So that's the beginning of your playing there.
That's the beginning of a playing. Now, here's the thing. I have not been doing a lot of long club sets of late.
Mm-hmm.
My club sets have been in the city, and those are, usually the 10-minute variety.
Yeah.
5-10-minute variety. And a lot of times I'm just working on new stuff.
Right.
So there's not even, like, when I go into the city, I'm using it as my mic.
Right.
The audience doesn't know, but I know.
Yeah.
My longer sets have been private events, which I actually did a private event 3 hours away the night before I left when I had to get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Ugh.
So I got like 2 hours sleep before I flew in, but it came in. It was good money, and it was a backyard for like 12 people.
Really?
Yeah, and they wanted me to like roast all of them a little bit. It was enough money where it was worth it for me today to write some shit about them.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, all right, this isn't bullshit money. I'll do it. It's fine.
How did you know enough about them to roast them?
Well, one person gave me a little bit of information about everybody. So I had that. And then before that, I was just goofing on them. Just like going around the room, ripping them apart and everything. So I did over an hour.
Were they liking it?
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah.
I did over an hour, and I didn't do one single of my act
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, and that's the type of stuff I've been doing. So I was like, I forget my act, which is always the worst.
I know.
Because like, if I can't remember it, who can?
You don't have anybody go, what was that thing I used to do?
Exactly. I wrote this shit, stupid.
Oh, wait. Can I interject for a second? You're just reminded me. The picture that you posted on Facebook where you're standing there and you're crouching down and there's a kangaroo on the ground.
Okay. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
It just reminded me. After I said something to you about that picture, it reminded me of your old act where you're like, honey, did you just fart? No, there's kangaroos dying on the ground. There's
cows are dying on the side of the road. Brown cloud over it. Make us mail running off the side of it. No, it's New Jersey. It always smells like that. Holy shit. That was like one of, that was the big closer.
I know.
I can't believe I even remember that. And it's probably been 15 years? Well, 17 years since I've done that show?
That was it. Cows are dying on the side of the road. I'm like, kangaroos are dying in front of you.
He should shower.
I saw that kangaroo, and I was like, honey, did you just fart? But nobody would get it but you.
Well, it was on my page.
I know, so. But I thought of it later after I
lots of people had
something.
Very interesting things to
they
say.
Did.
Including your own Joe going, what did you do?
I know.
He knows.
He knows.
Joe knows.
He
I don't knows. Even know why he asks.
I don't know.
I got a lot. Well, not a lot. I got several compliments.
Oh, yeah, you did. You're looking young. Yeah. I was like, whoa, look at that. Look who's trying to get in your pants.
Everyone should. The pants are open for business. But here's the thing, man. I was like unshaved and scraggly and everything. I was not looking young, particularly young. Maybe because I had sunglasses on and you couldn't see the death in my eyes.
Maybe that's it. The hypnotic evil.
No, but they were not hypnotized by my evil because I had the sunglasses.
That's what I mean. Oh. They couldn't see it. So they were like, oh, he looks nice.
It was nice because I don't put out stuff there fishing for stuff.
No, but it is nice to get compliments like, oh, look at that.
I still look young and nubile. If you keep on changing your definition of young and nubile. As long as you people keep on aging at a more rapid rate than I shall look wonderful.
I've won.
Well, I've talked about that before, and this wasn't those people, but sometimes I'll look people I grew up with, people, school friends and everything, mm-hmm. and some of them go, oh my God, they look old. What the fuck happened to them?
Right. There was that guy that I dated years and years ago. I found him on Facebook and I went, oh!
Bailed on that one in time.
Yeah, I looked very carefully and I could sort of see a glimmer of the person that I knew way back when, mm-hmm. but I had to look very carefully because that person, wow. Wow.
I was pleasantly surprised that people thought I was looking young.
Yes.
I don't post
nice.
A ton of pictures of myself online.
No, I know you don't. But when you do, there's a dead body in front of you.
there's a dead roux.
That was just, I was like, what the hell?
He killed the roux.
He really
and I'll tell you
like
what,
that.
All the animals in the continent of Australia, now they don't fuck with me.
That's right.
Exactly.
You know those wallabies? They step back.
You know what? If the crocodile hunter would have laid out one kangaroo, he'd still be here today.
That's true. The stingrays would have given him a free rein.
I'm just saying, you pull one pouch over their face and suffocate them.
Wow. Well,
the continent knows to stay away.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Don't be their friend. Intimidation.
Show them who's the alpha mammal.
As Joe would say, talking about another mammal, it's about time we have somebody we can respect. No more of this kowtowing.
Oh, no. So. Yeah. No more. Oh, my God. That was really funny. I enjoyed that thread very much. But I'm sorry. I just had to give that homage to your old act.
I appreciate you remembering it.
I was like, oh, my God.
You know, the big fart closing was like the biggest thing for me for a while. That was my best joke. It was actually a well-written joke.
It was. And people loved it.
They did love it.
I
just don't really talk about farting anymore. I have not in years.
I know. What a shame.
Well, farting is still funny. I mean, it is.
It is.
It's just I leave
no,
it.
No, you have other things to talk about.
There's always other things I need to talk
yes.
about.
Yes.
And as we will find out, sometimes they don't want to listen.
Uh-oh. So I'm sorry. I interrupted you. Tell
That's
more.
That's okay. That's the show.
Tell more.
That's the show.
Yeah, I know.
It's fine.
Devil's in the details here.
Exactly. So, but I was like a little, I'm like, oh, fuck. So I looked at a video of myself, like 20 minutes of a video of myself fairly recently.
Right. To try to remember the act and everything. Yeah.
Try to look over some jokes because I've been writing a decent amount because I'm inspired.
Well, I mean, but that you think about it, that's what musicians have to do when they've got like this whole like mass of songs that they did, and somebody goes, "Oh, you know, why don't you play this?" They have to re-remember it.
Yeah, but a lot. I mean, when I saw the Police, I could tell Sting was looking at the lyrics.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. They all do now, though.
Right, exactly.
Who remembers all that shit?
But I can't do that. Excuse me, in the front row, could you turn the page? I'm halfway through this joke, and I think we're getting to the funny stuff.
You're not playing a concerto. Make with the funny.
But I don't remember.
I know. I don't remember what's funny anymore.
So I've been doing all these short sets, and the long sets I've been doing haven't been my acts. I'm like, all right, you know what? 30 minutes I can fake easily enough.
Yeah.
Figure that out. You know, I could think of 30 minutes of my act pretty easily.
Right.
I just have to get to 45.
Yeah.
Let me learn. I get there. They want me doing 55 to an hour. Son of a bitch! which is usually not a problem for me.
But it's just that like you're out of practice a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, fuck. And you can't go, but I don't want to.
Please don't make me.
But I'm not qualified for that.
I'm going to have to, like, you know, just workshop shit at the end, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there is a... Well, how much can I talk to the audience? And is anybody celebrating anything again?
Oh, my, yeah, I know.
Which I don't want to do. So I was like a little nervous. Like, ugh. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll figure it out. You know? But I was concerned.
Yeah.
So I'm just losing I take notes about this stuff.
I know.
So I'd never worked with the host or the feature. Both did well. But I want to discuss the feature for a second here.
Okay.
It'd be nice if Joe was here to discuss. But
does he know the feature?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, whenever we do talk about stand-up, it's always nice to have Joe present.
Yes.
You know, get his take on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But instead, it'll just be our take.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're stuck with me.
Now I know what Mr. Helix feels like.
Every long night.
The never-ending evenings. Ugh, if Joe would just come over once.
That poor bastard.
No, he doesn't want Joe.
No, he doesn't want Joe coming over either. No, we're hermits. We don't want anybody coming over. Leave us alone.
I respect that.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, there's no reason to leave the bunker.
No.
I understand.
When we steal, shut that steel door.
So the feature, she does really well. She closes the set by saying, "If you noticed, I did all clean comedy. I like all types of comedy, but I work clean to bring glory to God, and I hope you appreciated it."
Oh, no.
I'm thinking, well, that's... it's kind of like you're, like, asking them to applaud that you're working clean or that you're doing glory to God. Because here's the thing. Like, if she talked about her faith in the act...
It would make sense.
Right? Like, if she talks about her experiences going to church, of course, being... funny about
right,
it.
Right,
but there's plenty of, but there's plenty of acts who do that.
Yeah.
There's plenty of, in every religion. So I would go, all right, well, I guess that makes sense. I don't know about the, I hope you appreciate it. I think that's a little much.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Stop being evangelical during your act.
Yeah, it's a little preachy and look at me.
Yeah.
But then again, we go, well, she's not being preachy because she didn't do jokes about it.
But I'm kind of also thinking, ooh, what a terrible setup for the next person, especially if they've got some dirty stuff. It's like you're comparing yourself.
I would just tell the staff, I go, and now it's time for Satan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
One of the shows, I think the second show, when she did that, I go, that was very nice. But I'm going to say fuck, so let's get that out of the way. Let's just get the cursing out of the way.
And they'd probably be like, yay!
Yeah, because it's like, you know...
Bring on the fucks!
I don't say it a lot.
Yeah.
But I just to, like, differentiate.
Right.
Like, turn the page. Like, because it's an interesting transition.
Sure.
I mean, listen, she was very funny. It's mostly about her relationship with her husband. I mean, that's where most of the jokes are and everything. And it's fun.
Relationship humor, I mean, although some people would go, oh, they're bored of it. But you know what? It never gets tired. Because
I'm bored of it.
People are in relationships, yes. And they love it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They do.
Absolutely. People dig it. They can relate to it. It just doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do it, and I talk about right. other things. But that's fine. Anyway, so then she's like, so then she sells a shirt.
Okay.
It's an American flag.
Oh.
With a cross on it.
Oh! No. And what does it say? Anything?
I'll get there. By the way, Joe posted a religious thing today or yesterday on Facebook.
What?
Like about God, and I almost put something snarky. I'm like, no, I shouldn't do that.
No, no,
like,
no.
It's like out of all the things to be snarky, maybe he's going to be nicer or something. there's no reason for me to be a douche.
If he's having a, you know, an epiphany, let him have his fun.
Yeah, but I just would hate for him to bring that element to the show. The Lord does not belong on this show.
No, no.
The Lord is not the den's place.
Oh, no.
Or the den is not the Lord's place.
Yeah, he runs screaming.
Yes.
This is the one place where he's not omniscient. He cannot see this pocket of hell.
Not with you and I running around.
No.
And with Joe's, with the real Joe running around. I don't care what he posts on Facebook. We know who he is, legs. You...
By the way, Trucker Tom making an appearance after a little absence.
Hello, Trucker Tom. Tom, I was just, I don't know if you were in the chat for that, but I was just talking about the comedian who the last time you came and saw me, how I got accused of doing stuff I did not do and accused of losing the room. And then he wanted to see me where I was playing, and they didn't want him there. So I had to break the news to him. So Tom knows who I'm talking about, and Tom knows it was bullshit. And back when I told that story a couple years ago, Tom vouched for me.
Yes.
How nice of Tom to make an appearance.
Well, you know what? He's been really busy, he says. And it's like, you know what? No excuse for not being here.
There's no excuse. He was supposed to keep the minutes. He's lost that job long ago. And let's be honest, Tom's in a new relationship, and I look at that as a reason to listen as a family. So, there's no reason why you can't spend time with your beloved and have us on in the background.
Absolutely. So, we like people making it to the Davin's den.
And if she's anything like you, it's twice the nastiness in the chat room. So, so that's fine, too.
You know what? He said, yes, he does remember. Tom, we're glad you're back. Our records are in a shambles.
Tom has a lot of listening to go back to.
Oh boy, yeah, he's got,
because he didn't resign the position.
No, he's got a lot of note taking.
A lot of note. Very, very disappointing how lackadaisical he's been with his den listening.
I know. Well, we're happy to have you back as much as we're busting your balls.
Absolutely. Always nice to have Tom.
Yes. And his balls.
Right. Anyway. Leave that for you. Anyway,
thank
all
you.
Right. So she's got a shirt. It's an American flag with a cross on it.
Right.
And the shirt says, "This is America, in God I trust." She then says, "If you're offended by an American flag, then you should get out of the country." There's a bit to unpack here.
Yeah.
First, anybody knows me, which our audience and you guys do, I hate pandering. I hate the overt pandering to the audience.
I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, I hate that. But again, if you're going
to
talk about it in your act, about what patriotism means to you, and make it funny,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, I'll take that ride with you,
sure.
Because like Joe talks about things that I don't agree with him, but they're jokes and they're funny,
right?
So I in the audience take, you know, most nights I always take the ride
you
with
go
him
for the ride,
yeah, exactly, because he's telling jokes and this is his truth and this is part of the act,
yeah,
and it makes sense and that's fine if it's part of who you are and what you want to talk about. It's fine.
Yeah.
I years ago, I opened for this old woman who wound up on America's Got Talent.
Wow.
Yeah, I opened for her years ago. And
Mickey?
No. And she would close.
Inside joke.
I want to say she closed with like the national anthem or some like patriotic poem or something.
Boy.
Again, nothing to do with the act.
No.
Just to get the applause.
Yes.
And I hate that shit.
I hate that.
It's just like, come on. Is that how you got to get applause?
I feel like
it's taking advantage of the situation and of people.
Yes, it is. It's like, oh, I have a group here, so now I'm going to evangelize.
Evangelize, but make it funny.
At least make it funny.
Hey, listen, if you got jokes, evangelize.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I try not to be preachy on stage because I just know in order for me to accomplish what I need to accomplish, you know, I got to walk a line.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, listen, if that's the type of act you have, I might go, ugh. But at least when you pull out the merch, well, it's consistent.
Right. It's just, no, all of a sudden it was like, here's my commercial break for Jesus.
Yeah.
And well, America.
Well, right. But, like, but you know, I don't know. I'd rather piss people off than pander to them.
Yeah.
I just don't have that in me. And, again, she's very funny. I'm not saying she's not funny.
Right.
And we've talked about this before. I think it's disrespectful to put anything on the flag.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I told you, I was driving around like a year or two ago locally, and somebody had an American flag in different colors. And I thought that was disrespectful.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any need.
The American flag is the American flag.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to display it, fantastic. I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you display or what you wear. I'm not a fan of the American flag bikini or underwear. You know, I always think that's a little disrespectful because, you know, you're going to get skid stains on the American flag, and I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, no, I think it's a little gauche.
Yeah, but people do it.
Yeah, they do.
But I'm certainly not a fan of putting something on the American flag. And before the right-wing people get upset, go, yeah, but you're in favor of burning. No, I'm not in favor of burning the flag. I just say it's their right to do it.
Right.
And you people need to relax. Yeah. But I'm not a fan. I'm not cheering them on. I'm not saying, well, thank God they're doing that. No.
Yeah.
It's not what I would do, but I understand their right to do it.
Right. I don't look forward to a flag burning day as a holiday at my house.
No, I'm much more fans of bras burning than flags.
Yeah, as long as there aren't still ones on, you said.
I understand. So now I've heard of plenty of if you don't like America, get out of the country. And that's whoever party is in control
says
that to the people that are not happy with the party.
Yes.
So, you know, it's the same thing. We're going to take our country back. When Obama was president, I heard all the right wing people, we're going to take our country back. And now when Trump is president, you hear a lot of the liberals go, we're going to take our country back. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I've never.
No, but. Okay, if people want to make change, if they want to, you know, they want progressive politics, it's your right to want that. It's your right to, you know, protest if you think things aren't
sure
the way you think.
Obama
they
had plenty
going.
Of protests. That's what you had the Tea Party movement for.
Yeah, I mean, you're allowed to do that.
Sure,
but
protest. I don't care.
Yeah, no,
just do it peacefully.
Right, right.
You know, don't beat the shit out of each other and don't destroy shit. That's just my preference. Although, you know, honestly, our country was formed on not on violent protest.
It was.
I mean, that's how this country was formed.
It is.
It's just not something I want now in society. But
no,
I understand why people do it.
Of course. Of course. But like Lisa said, I'm not supplying the lighter fluid.
Right. Exactly. Know? I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've never heard anybody. I've never heard of anybody be offended by the American flag. If the flag offends you, I've never, even people who burn it or kneel in front, I never heard them. It might be what America embodies that they're offended by, which is a different thing than the flag offends them.
Not the flag.
Not in this
not
country.
The showing of the flag.
No, not in this country.
No.
Like, yeah, sure, you go to Iran, not quite possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Iraq, Afghanistan.
Totally irritated to the American flag.
I get it.
Yeah, no, but not here, and certainly not.
No.
I don't think that people are offended by seeing the flag. I think that when you say a lot of flag waving is when people are saying something offensive or something that is very political and they're wrapping it in you are not a member of this country
right.
or not you don't belong right. in this country unless you're on board
they,
with this.
They try to own patriotism.
Yes.
Which I think is so wrong.
That's irritating.
Right.
When people try to say we're the only patriots.
But I'm just if you're offended by the flag. No, but I've never heard, even the most liberal people, the flag offends me.
No. If the flag offends you, then you can go someplace else. I all of a sudden, my back is up.
Yeah.
Hearing that.
Yeah.
And I might have enjoyed her act or whatever, and then all of a sudden I'm like, what the fuck?
So, yeah, I found it very jarring.
Yeah.
So I asked the manager, because, you know, he knows her a little bit.
What's that about?
It doesn't really make sense to me. What am I missing? He goes, no, it doesn't really make sense to me either, because it's very jarring and it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Again, it has nothing to do with the act. Like, if this is your truth, and this is what you believe, you know, if you don't like our flag, get out of the country, then put some jokes about it.
Yeah.
Take the fucking chance. Take me on that journey and then hawk your shirt and go, okay, well, I don't agree with it, but the jokes were funny and, you know, they got the merch. You know,
and here's the tie-in.
Exactly. I'll be like, oh, okay, not for me, but I get what you're doing. You're taking the chances as an artist.
Yeah,
you're doing that, and this is what you believe. This is your truth. Now, I might go, do you really? You're trying to sell shit, and I could ask that question in my mind.
Right.
But at least you've committed. You've committed to the bit.
What if I did a half an hour and all of a sudden I'm trying to sell Jews for Jesus shirts? It's like,
yeah.
What?
It's just very
what?
Weird.
What? Why? What?
Yeah, it's like, I don't get this at all because it was such a nice show.
Yeah.
Up until, not that this is a bit, not a nice show. It just doesn't fit.
No.
It's an audio disconnect.
Yeah, and it's rather an aggressive statement.
Yes. Yes. And two of the waitresses, well, the bartender and the waitress... were not happy with this at all.
Oh, really?
Very. I guess they're very liberal.
Okay.
And one of them actually asked the manager to stop her from doing that, which he did not, which was the right thing to do.
Yeah, no.
Do not stop the talent from doing their act. Let them do their act. With,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Come
yeah,
on,
no.
Listen,
yeah,
you don't have to love it or
right.
like it. Just I get it. Just let her do it.
Yeah.
And
how long did this go on?
It's just a few minutes.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's a closing thing.
Yeah, yeah.
To pitch the merch. And one of them asked me, you don't like Trump, do you? Asked me after my show. And I just, you know, I hate talking politics with people I don't really know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'll talk it with you guys.
Right.
And, you know, I don't even talk it at home, to be honest with you. I talk it more online.
Right.
But it's like, I just said, well, you know, he's not my favorite. You know,
Mr. Milktoast.
But you know,
you didn't want to get into an argument or something. But the
or
way
I didn't need somebody rah-rahing me and say, "Yeah, you're right." You know, listen, I could tell you about all the things I disagree with, and I could probably tell you a couple things that he does that I agree with if I really thought about it. There's been a couple of times I go, "Yeah," and then he fucks it up later. But you know, if I could play either side of it if I really wanted to, I just don't want to have that. I don't want to have that conversation.
Right. Right. So what did she do when you kind of just like, you know, skirted the issue by saying he's not my favorite? She was hoping to get a compatriot, right?
Well, no, but I mean, the staff loved me.
Okay.
The staff loved me. I wasn't even going to bring this up, but I guess they think I'm one of the better ones that come through there.
Nice.
Which I wasn't even mentioning, but you know, again,
why not?
Because it doesn't matter. I mean, it's nice. It's nice, but you know what? Like I said, I expect to do well.
Yeah.
I get upset when I don't do well. I expect to do well, and I expect to be talking about things that nobody else is, or not as many people are talking about.
Right.
You know, I expect that out of myself, and there's still parts of my act that frustrate me. It's like, come on, write better, stupid.
Well, I'm glad you're as vicious with yourself as
oh,
you
absolutely.
Are with us.
Absolutely. And I still
do
wish
better.
And I still wish I would push more, but I'm like, I got to walk a line
yeah.
and everything, because they're not coming there specifically to see me. But it's certainly nice to
oh
hear.
Yeah, no, you know what, it's like, you don't say a lot of stuff like that. It's nice to hear that you're getting compliments.
Yeah,
because we hear enough of the bad things that happen.
So then there was this interesting take.
Mm-hmm.
The host, who's a 22 year old Army reservist,
okay,
he did not like it either.
Really?
He had a very unique take, to the point of like, I had a long discussion with him after the show on the first night, and I'm not gonna do his position justice.
Okay.
But what I did tell him is I go, you need to figure out how to incorporate this into your act, because it's a very unique point of view. I go, I could tell by looking at you, this means a lot to you. This is your truth. This is what you think. And I haven't really heard anybody express it in this way. You need to, you know, bring the comedy to this and talk about that.
Okay. It was something
Which is hard to do.
It is. If it's something that you're really passionate about, sometimes it's really hard to, you know, express it in a funny way, because you don't want to make fun of this thing that you hold dear.
Well, he would be making fun of the other side, I'm guessing.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, by the way, Trucker Tom said she was clearly looking for someone to share her fake outrage with. Ha ha.
Who's that?
Tom said that.
Oh.
The
no, I think she. I think she. No, I think her outrage was real.
Yeah.
I'm not one to. You know, I got to really know somebody before I dismiss their outrage as fake. Like, I'll give you an example of people that I can now say were fake outraged. And I didn't want to get into a whole political thing, but I'll just be very brief about it.
Well, Joe's parking now, so he'll be in here any second now.
No, but during the Obama administration, and Joe took this position, and lots of people did, the Obama apology tour, that was the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I never said the outrage was fake. I might have disagreed with them, but I never said it was fake,
right?
Because I didn't know if it was genuine or not,
right,
Tom. However, mm-hmm. now when I see those same people justifying what happened with Helsinki,
mm-hmm.
and that display, then I could go back and go, you know what, your outrage was fake.
Yes.
You weren't upset about how the country was being portrayed and how we were not being portrayed as strong. You were upset because the left-wing guy or the black guy or the guy you thought was Muslim or the guy from the other team was doing it. Because you're not really upset about what you perceive was going on.
Not if you let this slide.
Exactly. That's right. When I would go,
right,
fake outrage.
Yes.
But I don't. But if I see somebody, like, you know, 2010 Tea Party people, marching in outrage. I might disagree
right,
with them. I might think they're wrong, mm-hmm. but I would not say that their rage or outrage was fake.
Right, no,
unless I saw them become hypocrites. Once you see somebody become a hypocrite, then that's where I'm going to go.
You were faking it the whole time.
Which is why people have a difficult time with me, as I've talked about before. It's like, no, I don't play team. My beliefs are my beliefs. I don't give a shit who's doing it. Like it came out, Trump put it out. So, whatever today. You know, today he's like, well, no, I think the Russians are going to hack in this year's election, and they're going to help the Democrats. Oh, okay. That might be. But here's the thing. My position is, okay, then we still need to stop them. it doesn't make a difference who they're helping. I don't want Russia interfering at all.
At all.
So my rage when they interfere is genuine. My rage is not like, ooh, they helped Trump and it cost Hillary and I'm all outraged. No, I don't want them fucking interfering.
Yeah, they should not be in our business
exactly.
at all.
So if this were to, and it won't, but if this were to get Trump to agree with everybody else in his administration and do something about it, I'd be very pleased.
Yes.
Because you know what? I don't want the Democrats winning because the Russians helped. I don't want to go, well, you guys got the presidency and now we got the House. No. I want whoever wins to win on their own merits.
It's wrong for anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why you can't pin the fake outrage on me. But as far as this bartender, she seemed genuinely upset. I don't know, you know, her stance on issues.
Because you weren't taking the bait. You just weren't ready to get into that.
I'm just not going to have that conversation.
Yeah. Not with strangers. It's like, it's exhausting.
It is.
To have these
It's exhausting having it with people you know.
It is.
So, but anyway. So anyway, getting back to him. So he had a very unique take. He's an Uber driver. And I guess it says on military on your Uber profile. I don't even have the Uber app. I've never taken an Uber. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I haven't used it yet.
Okay. Well, at least you have the app, so you're ahead of me. So right around when Trump was stirring up shit with the national anthem,
mm-hmm.
somebody got in his car and said something to the effect of thank you for your service and that he hates when those sons of bitches, and that's what Trump had called them,
yes.
sons of bitches, don't stand for the anthem.
Two different, completely different things.
Right.
Yeah.
So the host is like, and again, I'm not doing it justice, but the host is like, is that all I am to you? A symbol? He's like, you don't look at me as a person. I'm just like a symbol mm-hmm. of what your patriotism is.
Yes.
Of what you think patriotism is.
Oh.
He's like, you're not even looking at me like the feelings that I've gone through, what I've experienced. You don't know how I think.
Right.
You know, he goes, I'll ask him, I go, you know, if you saw somebody about to burn a flag or shoot a soldier, what would you do? Like, are they equal to you? Which is like just a completely different way of looking. Like I know some of the military is fine with them kneeling. Say we fought for that.
Yeah.
And other members of the military is like, it's disrespectful. I don't want you to.
Right.
And you know, I always go, well, okay. I mean, you got more skin in the game than I do. If you served your country, you have more skin in the game than I do.
Okay. I'll accept that premise, but I just think that really.
Well, we all can have our opinion.
Yes.
We all can have our opinion, but they have more. They have done more.
Oh,
than
certainly.
I have.
Well, they've really like, you know, they've really gone an extra step.
And it really is just an opinion.
Yeah, it is.
It really is just an opinion.
It is. It's the same break as with, like, normal, you know, civilians.
So, hey, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
So he goes to them, what would you do? And he asked me, he goes, what would you do if a soldier asked you to kneel for the flag? He said that to me. I go, like, he goes, what happens if you're in an airport and a soldier gets off the plane, as they want to do,
yes,
and asks you to kneel for the flag? And I said, I would ask him why he wants me to kneel for the flag.
Yeah, I would too.
And he thought that was a good answer. Like, I wasn't just like a robotic, I would kneel or I wouldn't. I would go, well, why do you want me to do that? I don't understand. Like,
I don't understand.
I would engage. And again, I'm not want to kneel for a flag. I'm more prone to standing for them and getting off my cell phone and not ordering nachos, but that's just me. But it was just like really interesting how here's this guy, and his father joined the airborne like at like 40.
What?
He's like in an amazing shape.
Hold it. How could you join?
Because he's fucking in shape we've never seen.
Was he in the army already?
No.
You can't join the army
I guess
40.
I guess when you're off the charts with the physical and kicking everybody's ass.
I guess you.
And remember, we don't have, most of the population does not join. We need soldiers.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's really interesting.
So it's in his family, and I don't know if it went to the generation beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually liked my, like, he introduced himself. I don't know how it came up. And he said, I'm an Army reservist. So I was just being a wise ass. I go, well, thank you for your almost service.
Did he like that?
He did. Because, you know, I wasn't even thinking, well, he might have been overseas. I was just saying,
thank you for your service occasionally.
But he doesn't, but he doesn't even really, he doesn't like the thank you for the service.
Really? Why?
Because it makes him feel uncomfortable. And I get that. I mean, I feel it. And it's really weird because I'm selling the DVDs that go back and people are veterans are thanking me for going over there, and it happens, and it always makes me feel uncomfortable too.
Well,
now he did something a lot more than I did,
sure,
but it always makes me feel uncomfortable. It's like, well, you know, you don't have to thank me for it. And again, like the soldiers, it's a decision I made.
Right.
I wasn't forced. Nobody put me at gunpoint and go, you know, you're going to have to go to a war zone and perform. I wanted to go. I volunteered to go. Just like...
I'm going to have to get a war to get in the truck.
Exactly. But it's the same thing with these
guys. Bring a stupid cowboy hat. Get in there.
But we have a volunteer military. And they look at the same way, too. It's like, no, this is what I wanted to do. This was my calling. I felt the need to do it. So a lot of them, too, feel uncomfortable to
But I look at it like, thank you for doing what I can't.
Right. But again, there's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I always
thank veterans for their service.
I'm just saying this guy had a unique take on it.
Yeah, no, that is a unique take. That's really interesting. I mean, I think that there are a lot of veterans that look at it like, you know what, I don't, just like any civilian, I might not like what you're saying. I might not like the way you're displaying you're protesting something, but I fought for your right to do it.
Right.
You know?
But he was saying he's not a fan, and I'm with him on this, of the lazy patriotism, which we see a lot of.
How do you mean?
People that have never done a thing for their country. Uh-huh. They've whether it be perform for the military, go over, you know, be in the military, go do something for the vets, go to a soup kitchen, mm-hmm. you know, give time to the vets, lobby Congress for the vets, mm-hmm. or for the current military. You know, people that have never, and most people don't in this country.
Right.
We're not a service-oriented country.
No,
we're not Israel, where it's mandatory.
We're not.
And I've talked about before, it should be. Some sort of community service should be mandatory. It doesn't all have to be military, but there's certainly plenty of things we could all do for our community.
Yeah, the community service,
right.
Absolutely. Because not everybody has, believes in the military or what it stands for or whatever,
right.
But
so
they could do something for the community.
Commit a crime and plea bargain, that would be community service.
You mean picking up trash in an orange
jumpsuit?
Is that what you're talking about?
Okay. So, no, but like these people that have never done anything,
yeah.
that wrap themselves in the flag... And are going to preach to others on how they should be patriots.
And it's just the same thing as you know, religious people who will, you know,
right.
go on and on about their religion, but they've actually not done anything to, you know, do the work that their
right.
religion espouses.
Right, and I despise that type of crap too.
Yeah,
but I agree. I don't like the lazy. It's like you know, people get on the pedestal. Like, what have you fucking done? What? That's why you know. You know, I might disagree with a military person who's done it, but I under you know with their stake. Oh, everybody has to stand for it. But I understand they got more stake in the game. So I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna fucking go. I'll go. Well, you know what? I disagree. But I know what you did. I know you laid your ass on the line,
mm-hmm.
and I know this is something very important to you. So I'm not gonna tell you you're wrong. I respect your opinion, and that's that. Because I know they've done something. They put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah.
I don't have tolerance for people who don't do that, but you know that about me.
Yeah, it's like, don't complain if you don't vote.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
So the second night, there's this couple from Texas,
uh-huh.
and they have 7 kids who they left at home.
Now, I'm just catching up a current of you working out in Florida, correct?
Yes, sir. So I was
smart people. Left the kids at home.
Well, I was kidding around with them. So I get to my political stuff, and I can see the woman's not happy.
Oh.
So I start talking to her. And I actually broke it down. I actually, like, you know, I didn't get mad or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell the audience, everybody wants somebody who tells it like it is until it's something they don't want, as long as it's something they want to hear. I want somebody who tells it like it is, as long as I agree 100% with you. So
yes.
I got no tolerance for that fucking myth either.
No.
Because if there's one thing this administration has told me about people, nobody wants it told like it is.
No.
Nobody wants it told like it is. They want it told like I think it is, and if you agree with me, because if you don't think it's like it is, then it's not like it is, and I don't want to hear that. And it's not
don't you think most people are like that,
I
though?
Do. I do.
Really?
It's not a right-left thing. It's a humanity thing.
It's a human thing.
It's not who I am, But I understand that. So that's why people go, well, I want somebody to tell it like it is. You know, nah, you know.
Yeah, no. I want somebody to parrot back my
exactly. That's why I go to very slanted social media sites, very slanted blogs and everything. I watch very slanted TV shows so that I can feel good about what I already think.
What I already believe.
You don't want somebody speaking truth to you. Or their version of truth.
Or rocking your world
right.
with new information.
So I say, you don't really want somebody who tells it like it is.
Yeah.
So I tell that to them. And then I go, listen, I made fun of every president. I've made fun of every president.
Yeah.
I made fun of Lincoln. I'm playing this theater. It's a packed house. A shot rings out. The place fucking empties out. It was not well received.
Get the Jew.
No, but I riffed on Lincoln's assassination. I make fun of everybody.
Yeah.
So then she's
too
like
soon, by the way.
Always too soon. She goes, I don't care about your politics.
Okay.
She goes, she does not like the kid touching material.
Oh.
What material is that?
where I talk about the Duggars, 19 and Count. I talk about TLC. I talk about how I don't want to fucking do the joke, but when I'm talking about how people look up to the wrong things on TV. And there was this show the Duggars, 19 and Count. They've had more kids than that,
right?
And
right.
It came out that the son diddled two of the little girls. And I talk about that. And then I talk about how another show on TLC was taken off the air, Honey Boo Boo, because of that.
Same thing. Yeah.
Exactly. I go, TLC stands for...
Yeah, it's funny where you do that, but it's not... You're not making fun... It's more of social commentary.
Yes, which I get to. But you're absolutely right. But you get it. At least in this case, you're getting it. Maybe later we'll argue. But right now, you're getting it.
Hold on,
I tried to write a show where we wouldn't, but I can't promise.
Hold on. Let me get my appointment book and schedule you in for an argument.
I wrote a nicey-nice informative show.
The best laid plans.
Exactly. But, I can't say...
I'm just easy because I'm catching up with the conversation. So, easing in. That's what I'm not saying.
So she doesn't like the kid touching material. I go, well comedy is subjective.
Right.
I go, and she agreed. So I go, these people think it's funny. and everybody agreed.
Yes.
I go, listen, it's not like I'm showing a 20 minute video up here on how to touch kids.
Oh my God!
But at the second show, we just had a problem with the PowerPoint, lady. I tell you, refund. Be back tomorrow.
I go.
Shows me with this laser pointer where they touched you.
Yeah, just use a hand and grab it.
Now show me with a hand.
Exactly.
Show me on you.
I go. I think that would even freak me out.
Yeah.
If I did that, I go. Here's the thing. And I'm breaking this down to her in the middle of my show.
That's okay. It was probably entertaining.
You could have used the PowerPoint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I go, here's the thing. I go, comedy allows us to talk about difficult topics openly.
Mm-hmm.
I go, when we talk about things, we can change it. And then, and to Joe's point, and this is what I said, I make fun of the ones that do the terrible things.
Yes.
I'm not making fun of the victims.
Right.
I go, I wouldn't make fun of the victims. And the whole audience applauded. So I watched her throughout the show. And she was really enjoying some of the other awful things I talk about. She particularly liked when I made it sound like her uncle that she was with might be a kid toucher. I go, I understand now why the kids you left behind. At one point, he's listing off states we were talking about. So I go, what are those? All the states you have a restraining order? What are you? She really enjoyed that.
Crap.
And then later on, I got to some other kid touching stuff, Joe, because there's so much to get to.
You're a busy man.
I most certainly am.
And so many children, so little time.
And I even had her on board laughing at the other kid touching stuff. I go, see, this is what happens. You're doing what they're all doing. You're all laughing at horrible things. This is what I do. And this is right after the Christian spiel,
by the way. Oh, great. I don't talk of dirty, and I believe in Jesus, and I think you all should too, and here's the flag. Let me wrap myself in it.
Well, the
religion, you're like, let's talk about kid touching.
See, Joe's a good opener for me because he's just the other side of political evil. So he's still evil. Nobody thinks he's a good human being when he's done, but he's just talking about the other side of politics.
You can't say when we go on tour, you can't say, well, it's all one way. No.
Well,
it's two despicable people.
Yeah.
But they're talking about other things.
Yeah, it's all evil.
Exactly. As opposed to this one is righteous and here's Satan. You know, I go.
No, we're both Satan.
Exactly.
Right, I'm going to leave my pitchfork up for the other guy.
He'll be right on. He'll use it.
Right, I go, she's talking about standing up for God, and here I am with my Guns N' Roses t-shirt. All right, here we go.
Rubbing your hands together. Ah, get
pretty
ready
much,
because
I'm
going to
fucking rattle some cases.
I tell you, very religious people scare me.
Which befuddled me by what you posted the other day. I was telling Pip you posted a religious thing, and I was going to write something snarky. I'm like,
that's just a belief. I'm not telling everybody, you got to follow the way.
But I've never known you to post that type of stuff.
Because my perspective has changed in the past 2 years.
We can't allow that.
when I was going through the worst of in 2016, going into 2017, a lot of stuff was hopeless. I mean, the house wasn't selling. I'm months away from bankruptcy. I'm living with somebody that just doesn't want to pay me any expenses and just wants to sit there and do nothing. And so I prayed. I prayed and I said, I'm not looking for a handout. I just guide me in the right way. I'll put all the hard work in. And I will do what I need to do.
You're allowed to be religious. It's fine.
The house sold. I found another house that's in a development I wanted to at the time that I thought I would.
Amazing.
You can find your new truth. Just, not to bring it all here. You're allowed to be as religious as you want to be. I don't care.
He was just kind of surprised.
I'm not snacking on communion wafers here. You're gonna
not yet.
Gonna hand them out.
Not yet.
No. I don't mean that. And it's like, you can.
But I'm saying, I don't care if that's your truth. That's fine. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Because let me tell you, on Judgment Day, God's going to look through everything.
We know legs. We covered this.
And I'm like, okay.
I covered this.
I'm going to say, can I? All right. Well, that's that. Well, can I say something before I go to the?
I even said to Pip, I go, we know who he really is. And then I said legs. And then I moved on.
Tom says there's two levels of Satan. Joe carries a normal pitchfork, and Davin carries a pitchfork shaped like a menorah.
Thank you. Yeah. I can get extra pitching done.
Yeah, you have a lot more prompts.
I most certainly do.
Yeah,
Thank you, Tom, for recognizing.
Yeah, we're creeps. I mean, don't get us wrong. But
Eight Nights of Evil.
That would be a holiday everybody could get behind.
I am behind it already.
Everybody would convert.
I'm preparing.
As well you should.
Dunk me in the what's that bath?
The mikveh.
Dump me in the mikveh. I'm ready.
That's where Jewish women, the really religious Jewish women, mm-hmm. and men too, they take a bath and all of a sudden they're pure. But everybody's taking the same bath. You're all a bunch of filthy animals.
Oh, it's like baptism.
It's the same, I guess. I don't know if you have to hold your head underwater like you're in a fucking dunking tank. But whatever. Yeah. It's all clean. Really? Is it? It's not. At least in baptism, it's in a river. Right. You're dealing with some fish shit. Here, everybody's getting in the same
It's not usually in a real. I mean, you're baptized. There's a ceremony at the church, and they pour
a little
bit of
water. It's the same filthy bath water. It's disgusting. It's unclean.
I think I told this. My mom walked out of my baptism.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
it was a prelude to what your audience would do.
Because what happened was I was past the age. Uh-huh. I was past the age maybe of being baptized. I was like maybe a little bit over a year or something like that.
Okay.
He was 38.
Right. Funny. And my parents were like, you want to get the Joseph baptized? Well, you get baptized, so they go down to St. Simon and Jude in Brooklyn.
I like it how they discussed it like it's getting a couple more premium channels on cable.
Yeah, we'll get them past this.
That's the type of
the way my mom explained to me it sounded like that. So
do we want Cinemax or should Joe get baptized?
Well, throw some water on
they get to the church, have the baptism, and it's one of the old stern Italian Irish priests, and go, oh, you Italians, you decide you're going to make your own rules and blah blah blah, and how do you know? And they just bring the child in. But my mom goes, here's the child. She walked out.
Ooh.
And you complain about the people coming here seeking asylum leaving the children. Look at you. Look at you. Your own mother. She's not even crossing a border. She's like, I've had enough.
Yeah, she walked out. My own
Tom
baptism.
Says she walked out expecting you to spontaneously combust.
Yeah. She was just saving herself. A smart woman. There's no reason to get third degree burns
you
on your child.
And you wonder where I get that temper from.
I understand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You were left as a one-year-old in the hand of a fucking priest.
Oh, my dad.
She didn't care what you would
my
do.
My aunt, uncle, and dad were still there. My grandparents, so it wasn't like abandoned.
She didn't run and keep running. Nettie didn't take.
Oh God, yeah. And that turned her off. That turned her off to the church. And I was obviously one till I was about 25 when her boyfriend broke up with her and she started to find a church again.
Wow.
And I had an interest to go to church when I was a kid because I went with my neighbor and I'm like, oh, let's go, because she was done with the church.
Yeah.
And then I started, to get into the church and stuff like that. And then
as long as the church didn't get into you.
Yeah, but funny. But we started to get, and that, yeah. So
see, we all like kid touching stuff. Look at Pip, big fan of it. This is why I talk about Joe. It's a crowd pleaser.
Funny.
I mean, sure, there's some victims and some people go home crying, but other people enjoy. Look, and some won't even say a word.
Lives destroyed, but hey, sure, you know, we can make light.
It's all fun and games until somebody complains to the police.
About evil, you know?
It's all fun and games until somebody gets all uppity with the Pope and makes him do something about it.
Never happened.
But anyway, so but I was proud of this woman, though. So she wound up enjoying herself.
Yeah, good.
But I was proud of this woman. She didn't make a stink.
Right.
You know, she didn't walk out. She didn't scream. She told me what was bothering her.
She didn't start, like, heckling and carrying on.
Right.
And
I was really proud of myself at the way I handled that.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to break it down, and I'm going to explain what comedy is, and I'm going to explain that I'm going to talk about a lot of awful things, and I bet that she's going to laugh at more of them.
Right. Cause, well, once she realized that you were on the good side, and it was okay.
Well, I don't know if that was ever realized.
No. But in the sense that you are making fun of the evildoers, not the victims. Once she realized that's the way it was going to go, and that she it was safe for her to laugh, then she felt comfortable. She realized you're like...
No, she had the expression a lot of my audience does, like when they realize what they're laughing, like, oh my God, this is awful, and yeah, we're laughing.
Yes,
you've seen my audiences.
Yes.
I saw it at a Cracker Barrel waitress when you did the joke at the Cracker Barrel, and a woman laughed and got pissed off. You did what was it? Joe Paterno
it was Penn
joke.
State, yeah.
Yeah, the Penn State joke. She got pissed off because she was wearing.
Yeah, because there was a T-shirt. I remember that now. Forgot about it. T-shirt that said, "There's no crying in football." And I go. There was a shirt that said, "I go to Joe." And this is years ago. I go, "Unless you're at Penn State."
Oh my God!
And a waitress thought. And, you know, I guess
it wasn't a waitress. It was somebody who was working in the sales.
Or a Cracker Barrel. You know, they're all Southern and all that. She's like
all Southern and shit.
They got pissed off. She got pissed off at herself. She was laughing. That got pissed off at us that we told the joke and made her laugh.
That's kind of my act. People hate themselves a little bit more when I'm done with them.
How put that in the bio. You turn me to the dark side?
But I do.
I know.
That's kind of the act.
I know.
And now I just got to figure out to make an hour of that instead of like a half an hour of that type of awful.
You should run out in a little devil suit.
You said that before.
I know. If they say it again, it's worth exploring.
By the way, Lisa was out of the chat room for a little while because there was a lightning strike and she lost power. And I was like, oh my God, was that the show?
God isn't going to kill us because we're in the bunker, but he'll take out
they're
the
they're on the computer, stupid. You got wrong air. I'll go head towards New York.
Did you just call God stupid like a day after posting the amen thing?
No, it's her calling God stupid.
This is why I'm calling bullshit on him. This is why you just called God
stupid. I didn't call God stupid.
You kind of did.
Well, I'm just saying, at least this thing, if, you know, the lightning.
Are you calling Lisa stupid?
No.
You called God stupid.
Lisa was there. It's like, go that way, stupid. They're over in New York.
Are you calling God stupid? Because he's the one who's throwing lightning bolts. Yeah. Oh, is that nice on your Facebook page? A bunch of people going amen, and then the real Joe shows up.
Yeah, just say you were talking to Zeus and have done with it. You know?
I know who you are. I've spent enough time with you. You gay? I don't care how much God.
Look at me. He's all pissed off. I took a break from fighting liberals.
Well, I break his puppies or kittens.
I'll throw that in. We need a break. Here's a kitty.
Yeah, you just get what is it? Saint Francis. There you go. Yeah. You combined it all.
So anyway, all the shows went really well. I was doing new stuff. I went over to my new Putin Trump joke. One time, the first time I told it wrong. And the other time I got distracted, and the third night I didn't do it. But I do it my first.
Well, good for you.
Joe just died.
I do have my first Cleveland Steamer joke in my act, and it's a political joke.
Oh wow!
I'm sure you were all wide-eyed and bushy-tailed for that one.
It went very well.
I'm good.
I did that. I got some new political jokes. Went very well. Yeah, I can always trot out new shit.
Oh sure.
So
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, there you go. So last night I'm in Florida. I went out to the beach at 1:50 in the morning.
Right.
And I saw the launch of SpaceX Rocket Telstar 9.
Oh wow!
And it
Telstar.
That's what it is.
Oh, you saw a launch, huh?
I saw a launch. And I didn't even know there was a launch. Like, I wanted to go down there when there was a launch, but there was none scheduled, and the gig's the gig. You go.
And you were
in
Cocoa Beach, right?
Yeah, I was in Cocoa Beach, which is right by Cape Canaveral, and where Jeannie lives.
I know, I got that.
Joe didn't react. I'm like, oh, no.
You know why
that.
I didn't do it? You know what? I was going to make a Cocoa Beach comment when he announced it the last show.
Right.
Because we said, oh, well, we're going to take it out and be a co. And I was about to do a crack, but I'm like, he's not going to get it. I'm going to hear shit. It's late. We got to go home. Yeah. Right. And I didn't throw the bit.
No,
because if he stopped to yell at you, that would have been at least another half an hour we would have been
Cocoa Beach. What are you talking? Cocoa Beach is where. Why? It's all about timing. Let's avoid that.
Yes. It's all about timing.
Yes.
But I video recorded, but it's like the coolest. Like, I didn't even know, but I was like eavesdropping on somebody at the beach earlier that day. It's like, is that rocket launch today or tomorrow? I'm like, well, I got to fucking Google this and find out.
Yeah. That's right.
Hell yeah.
So it looks like a sun. lighting up the sky. Like I said, it just comes across.
Cool.
You hear? Yeah, I got the video. I'll show you later. It rumbles and everything. You can see the vapor trail and everything.
Yeah.
Really cool. It was really cool just being out on the beach with like a few other people just watching this rock. I'm like, you know what? It just really made the trip because it's something I want to experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd love to go there and check a launch.
Yeah. All right, Joe. So quickly, what's new?
Got another car.
Oh, you
Mazel
did? Time.
Yes, I did. I got another car, and I'm having a problem. My homeowners association, when I moved in last year.
They realize who you are?
Now he's
you fool them a year later, they're on to you?
No, but when I moved in, you need a sticker, because we have the gate, and there's a beam
sure.
that yeah. reads like this, you know,
so you get in.
Code. Right, so you get in. So I get the sticker. The sticker is not working on the new car, so I call up the guy, and I go.
Can imagine how that went over the first time with you.
Yeah, well. Also, the alarm. I'm getting used to the alarm system. So all you hear
There's
is the
alarm in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, 1991. Nobody has alarms anymore in cars.
Yeah,
they
do.
No.
Oh.
No.
They just realized they don't work and they gave up.
Pretty much because everybody had alarms in cars and you would just always hear them go off.
You would hear
like
them
like
go
a
off.
Thunderstorm or somebody sneezed too loud.
That's like my car. It's like the thing goes off.
And that's why nobody has
and
them.
And all
anymore.
You hear them is me cursing and the alarm going off.
And your neighbors cursing even fucking louder.
And they should. And let me tell you something. If they told me, if they told me to go to hell, I'd have to go, yeah, might as well.
I can have a homeowners associated me with them.
Well, but anyway, I got to get the sticker. So I write the guy and they mailed me the sticker when I moved in.
Right.
Right. So I send the thing and I go, yeah, can I get a sticker? I just got a new car and stuff like that. Well, we're going to have somebody from the homeowner association come over and put it on your car. And I go, what is it going to be, a ceremony? Just send me the fucking sticker.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you want them to come over? It's probably quicker than them sending it to you.
Well, you know why? Because I get home on the average, especially this week, I'm getting home on the average at 12:30, 1 o'clock at night.
Right, but it's still going to come in the mail. Like, it'd still be quicker. Like, if
but I could pull it out of the mail and put it on myself. I don't have to wait for somebody to come
well,
over
just,
the house.
Wait, you go, well, I don't know. I'd go, well, that's fine, but just so you know.
I don't get home until 1 in the morning.
These are the hours, so if you want to do it, I'm all for it. If not, mail it to me.
Well,
I wouldn't get pissed off at them, though.
Well, I didn't. No, I wasn't rude.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't rude, you know, because I
it was God posting on Facebook. The joke.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I wrote that on Facebook because I'm a comic. I got to be an asshole. But in real life, I
don't think you have to be. I think you choose to be. There are nice comics, you know. Don't use our profession as an excuse for behavior.
Aren't those two people dead?
What?
The nice comics.
No, Leno's alive.
Oh, okay.
Although he was kind of shitty to Conan. No,
yeah, he
and
was.
Fallon.
So the two good ones are dead.
But, yeah, so I wrote the guy. So it turns out the gate, Sunday, I went to the gate, and it turns out the guy from the Homeowners Association was this guy. Very nice guy. Very nice guy.
Must have thrown you. You were planning to yell.
No, not really. He was a good guy. And, you know, I explained him the situation. And he goes, well, that's the way we do it. But, you know, we met. And he goes, well, I could always, you know, I could put the sticker on, you know, when you come home, just shoot me an email and I'll just drop by and I'll put it on.
Oh, cool.
You know, even I go, look, as I was saying that one, because he stopped over one day and I go, I was telling you that day, I'm an entertainer. I get back at 12:30. I'm like, well, I got nothing to do. I'll come over. I'm like,
I live for this.
I think he does. I really do. You know why?
Because he does.
And let me tell you something. I feel for these guys. You want to be a part of the association. It's a Sunday afternoon, right?
Yeah.
The guy at the gate was very sick, got very sick. He's filling in until they get a replacement at the gate.
Oh, wow.
Because Joe's girl, I was talking to Joe's girl when she came over, and she goes, yeah, well, the guy, the homeowner association guy is at the gate. He has to relieve one of the guys that went home sick.
Wow.
So I went down there and talked to him. He's a nice enough guy. But I have learned something, and you know that I love to argue.
No.
No.
You're such a mild-mannered man.
Argue all day, come up here, argue all night. Argue.
On social media.
Argue. Homeowners Association, you ain't fucking winning. You can't give up.
Oh, you tried to argue with them?
No, I tried to present my case because what I did was I said, what they said, well, we need to put it on, and he explained it. And he said, well, because some people hold a sticker or they give it to other people and stuff like that. So I said, I understand completely. Why don't we do this? Why don't you send the sticker to the gate, the guy at the gate, and the guy at the gate can watch me put it on. You're trusting the guy at the gate because the guy at the gate, you know,
as a uniform.
But he's also checking IDs and letting people into the neighborhood. I'm a resident, you know. No, we can't do that. And then I'm
actually like a fairly reasonable compromise.
Right, it was.
Unless they don't trust the gatekeeper. Maybe he's going to sell these stickers.
But they trust him to let everybody in.
Maybe, yeah, but once there's a break-in, maybe he didn't get sick. Maybe he was poisoned.
Well,
weird.
But like I said,
a reasonable compromise.
I will debate. I will find arguments. I will find I will go back. No, you guys win.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send all Hillary T-shirts to the Homeowners Association, and we're going to see if Joe argues or not.
Yeah, you have to wear one. Why? Because it's in the bylaws. I'd have to wear one. There's no winning. There's no winning. None. No. I debate during the day. I negotiate. I debate. I come here. I debate. I negotiate. But with them, fuck it. You, whatever.
His kryptonite.
Whatever.
Just calm down in the car back and forth. He listens to elevator music. Da, 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 da.
And he arcs into the stage. Go, this isn't the best elevator
this
music.
This sucks. What are you
You can
doing?
Find better elevator
you
music
can,
than this.
You can, yeah. You can find a better use of the airwaves. Hey, what is this?
You ain't,
this?
You ain't
Not
winning.
Enough synthesizer.
You ain't winning. If you ever move into a gated community and stuff like that,
oh, no.
You are going to find, you're going to, he's going to, what happened?
No, I wouldn't. That.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that because I don't want other people telling me what to do.
Exactly.
I'm not at that stage in life where I've given up.
I would have a problem living in a gated community or a homeowners association.
Right.
Where they're like telling me what kind of fucking drapes I can put up. No.
You know what? No. You know what it is with my house is with my schedule. I mean, they take care of the maintenance outside. They mow the lawn.
No, they do a lot of good things.
They do. You know, and my house. I mean, I'll need a kitchen eventually. But everything outside is...
Eventually.
Wait, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please explain this.
Yeah, I really need to preface this. Yes, thank you very much.
One day they'll put an oven in. I don't know when.
Right now I have a hot plate.
My kitchen is very clean. It's very neat. It's nice. But
so there's no cooking going on there.
Not much, no. But eventually I'm going to need a new kitchen because the cabinets are getting, you know, worn and stuff like that. And
not from use, by you.
but
pretty much the outside work, the roof was done. The color, I had to provide them the color of the roof that I wanted, but it was the color that I liked that matched the house, which is in the neighborhood. So here's, okay, that's fine, you know. So
yeah, I couldn't. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
No, I still got too much fight in this pony.
I
mean, I would really, really have to want to live there. But then I wouldn't want to live someplace where people could tell me what to do.
Well, I was having that problem when I lived in my old house because all of a sudden they were going to map out a historic district. And our house is going to be included in it. And it was so weird.
What, did Washington sleep there too?
No, we marched past.
Is that what, that fucking Washington, all over goddamn New Jersey. Doesn't accomplish anything. He's either sleeping or fucking retreating if you go through New Jersey. But whatever, everything's historical. How about a fucking victory, George? How about a goddamn victory in New Jersey?
Well, you were in the United States now.
I said in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
I said in New Jersey.
Okay.
In New Jersey, it's all sleeping and retreating. Like he's a pussy. It's bullshit.
Well, he walked past my
old... got up and ran like hell.
Exactly.
New
Jersey. George shit his britches here. All right, it's historical.
Well, like, they marched past my old house, and the men slept in my yard now, so it's like...
Oh, that's really what it was?
Yeah, no, we really do have an encampment.
See, I didn't even know. I just assumed fucking Washington did something in there.
My house is in a Revolutionary War encampment.
Yeah, again, they're sleeping.
They were sleeping.
George made baked beans here.
Cards.
Goody, goody, goody.
He slept down the street.
He had some Johnny cakes. Hey!
You can't put a patio in.
Yes!
Right!
Yes, exactly.
That's right. Because
somebody caught a fucking nap, she can't have a nice deck. What a bunch of horse shit this is.
A lot of time's gone under the bridge.
You know what? Screw you and your wooden teeth. I'm going to make them a deck.
It's 200 and some odd years old. I get over it. Give me a victory. Go, you know what? George kicked red coat ass here. All right, you know what?
We
you don't
get
need,
it.
You don't need an extra wide driveway. I get it. But just because he fucking hightailed it, we're not a bunch of losers. That's not America. We're winners. So why the fuck are we memorializing every time he fucking turned tail?
I wanted to plant a cherry tree. This is a start. He loved cherry trees.
Well, you could chop one down. Maybe he didn't.
Maybe he didn't. Well, that's true.
Maybe that's the one he left up. The other one's gone.
But you see, I've talked about this before. You see what I'm saying?
No, I know, but that was the problem, is that this historical district, it was really, it was funny because I saw the shape of it on the map that they put up, because you had to go.
Did it look like a penis?
Well, no, it didn't.
Because
it didn't. But
come on, we talk about gerrymandering.
I love this fucking guy. He's like, oh, you know, my jokes, and I explain the joke, and you just make, does it look like a penis? Shut up.
No, because
His feelings are hurt now.
No, I'm trying to explain.
I'm supposed to be
pretend I'm the homeowners association and be and fucking bow, stupid. Well, if we're gonna gerrymander,
you don't know.
If it was gerrymandering,
right? So if we're gonna gerrymander, if we're just gonna accept that that's gonna happen, everything should be gerrymandered in the shape of a cock. Let's make it funny. If we're gonna screw up democracy, if we're really gonna get fucked, let's have the phallus that does all the fucking. That way we can laugh at it when fucking Jake Tapper points to it at 4 o'clock on CNN how Jersey was just gerrymandering. And go, hey, that's a big old cock. You see my point now? Now you're on
board. We can see our house. We're in the left testicle of District 6.
I live in that nut. When we walk out, it's like I'm a fucking ejaculate.
Well, that's what
I'll give you that. All right.
I said you were quick to cut me off.
Flip back on that. Let me tell you something. The homeowners association, they would just dismiss you. You'd have to not do the joke. In the bylaws.
We were a little offended by your penis gerrymandering.
You can't do that. No. Sorry. But I was good. Sorry. No.
No, I there's a method to my madness. We might as well laugh at the stupidity.
Yes.
Well, that was the thing, is that they were like drying up this district because some of the houses were quite old. Ours was built in 1899, and all of a sudden, the last end of the district, there was one house, and then mine was the last circle, like the
you
drop
were pubic
off the
hair.
Penis.
Yeah, what were you?
No, we were the ejaculate off the penis.
Oh,
one little drop.
You were milky and viscousy.
But it was like, God damn it, this house isn't historical. It just happens to be in an old neighborhood. It's like, it's just a basic colonial.
George pissed in these woods.
And that's your old house?
Yes.
The old house. But I went and I protested at the meeting because I was like...
Did you put on a little pink hat and a little resistor?
No, I didn't have a little pussy hat on. I just...
Then it's not a
I
real
just,
protest.
I just bought my original one. And I kept
and Mr. Helix wore that on his head, so they were, didn't know what to do.
Sometimes he does.
I was very tall that evening.
Imagine that. It's the worst fucking piggyback ever. Or the best.
Or the best.
Tough time presenting my case, but...
Good thing he doesn't wear an earring. I'm just saying. But the thing is that...
Catch on a labia.
But then I was afraid that if they were going to put us in that, then all of a sudden you have all the rules. You can't do this with your house. You can't paint it that color because that's not historical. You know, I mean, literally, when you get into those historical districts...
Now, does it add value to the house? Or
no, it's
because it's harder to sell, right?
It's not a value thing. Well, it probably would be because there are restrictions on it then. It's like, I didn't buy it in a historical district, so go fuck yourself.
I think history has shown us... George
I can't help it that George hoard around every place I want
to
live.
He slept all over the place just to inconvenience us.
Just to inconvenience me.
Yes.
Let's just keep this specific.
I think we're anti-George Washington.
I think we are.
I think so. Not a fan. No. Not a fan. No. Do a couple things and everybody celebrates you, but you're more, but all across... New Jersey's a fairly large state. You don't have to hightail it across the whole goddamn state. Can't you just run in circles and have one little small historic area? You know, like a Monty Hall thing. Just running around in circles. They're fucking chasing you. Maybe it's Monty Hall. Another British guy. Benny Hill. That's who it was.
Monty Hall was Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, that makes no sense at all. Monty Python.
Okay,
Benny
Monty
Python.
Makes no sense.
Like
he's scolding me that it makes no shit. I know that. You don't.
Benny Hill's Let's Laugh About Dick Jokes.
Right, and then there was like, but you know, the music. I kind of envision Washington's retreat being that way.
I'm only interested in George Washington if I'm working the poll. You know what I'm saying? I'm not interested in him
dollar bills
being problems with when. Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Wherever I want to live. Actually, he's not giving me any trouble in the place that I want to live now because he slept down the road.
That guy
he slept down the road there?
Yeah. There's a historical house with a blue plate saying he slept here.
What are you, fucking insomnia every fucking night? Getting up, walking around, sleeping in new places.
He liked to nap around.
Fucking ponderous. Maybe that's why Benedict Arnold finally had enough of this shit. Go fucking sleep! It's bedtime, George! It's bedtime!
I'll go find a new place to nap. No!
We're here, George! I fed the horses! Stop! Enough!
Stop!
There's gonna be some woman with a fake name who wants to sell a house years from now.
Wants to build a deck.
Leave me alone!
What's wrong with you, George? You're gonna be the father of the nation, not the pain in the ass.
It's like a deck? Yeah, it's like a porch, but the back of the house.
Benedict Arnold explaining what a deck will be.
Yeah.
Please don't hang me. I have more explaining to do.
All right. Well, we've covered.
Yeah, we're covered.
On the break. Well, it's going to be a short break. Songs are not long, so don't go anywhere. On the break, new music from Just the Jester with Make It Easier and Nobi with Bands Up. You can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. Then we're going to do a lot of tech stuff, but we'll make it fun just because, like I said at the top, we haven't done a lot of tech stuff in a while. So I figured we'd drop some knowledge.
Yeah.